Joe Castle was born in Ashland, Kentucky, and has dedicated 15 years to writing his book, The Ashland Tragedy: Murder, a Mob, and a Militia in Kentucky, which was published this year.
Well, it's a true crime story, and it happened in the late 1800s, where three young teenagers were murdered. And following the murders of those children, chaos erupted. And the book could very easily have been titled The Ashland Tragedies, because it rolled from one right into the next one.
Castle was inspired to write about the Ashland tragedy after reading the chronicles written by his co-author, J.M. Huff.
It was about 15 years ago when I first heard about the Ashland tragedy, and I was surprised that I hadn't heard about it before. J.M. Huff, he saw a lot of this drama as it unfolded, and he chronicled it in a small book he titled The Ashland Tragedy, The Axe and the Crowbar, The Silent Witnesses. I read a copy of that in the Boyd County Library, and it was incredible. But I knew there was more to the story than what he had written. And so I just determined to dig and search and find everything I could, and I did. And as I started researching and looking into it, I not only became captivated by the story, but it consumed me.
Castle decided beyond research he needed to also earn a degree in university studies through Morehead State University at the age of 65 in order to complete his story.
I knew I was going to do it. I just wanted to make sure I could give it my best effort. And by learning more about writing in English and history, I think I was a lot better equipped to do it after that. I also learned that in order for you to write about a subject and to do it well, you have to have a passion for that, which I did. And all the young people I was with here at school, they just welcomed me. They didn't look at me as if I was any different or anything. I made a lot of great friends here.
Through his 12 years of research, Castle also discovered the people of Boyd County have remained a strong community throughout time.
The Ashland people have always been courageous. They've been resilient. They banded together in times of disasters and man-made tragedies. They've basically stood the test of time as a community that's bonded together. And again, I'll say it's not just the Ashland people, but it's all of Boyd County, really.
Castle hoped his book could remind both his community and the nation about the tragedy that took place in Ashland and the people that lived there.
I think it's important for the people of Ashland to be reawakened again to the story, the whole story, but not just those folks. It should be all of Kentucky. And you know, this thing, when it happened, it captured the attention of the whole nation.
Reporting for The Trailblazer and WMKY News, I'm Olivia Neal.